concerned about this election coming up. You know, I have fixed ideas about having worked with John McCain for 26 years. I have my own ideas about him, too.
You talk, Kerry, about the nuclear option. You just mentioned it. And Chapter 7 of your book describes the circumstances with the nuclear option. Just so our viewers can better understand, what was the nuclear option? And what likelihood is there that we're going to have to face nuclear option-like questions again?
What the Republicans came up with was a way to change our country forever. They made a decision, if they didn't get every judge they wanted, then they were going to make the Senate just like the House of Representatives. We would, in fact, have a unicameral legislature where a simple majority would determine whatever happens. In the House of Representatives today, Pelosi's the leader. Prior to that, it was Hastert. Whatever they wanted, Hastert or Pelosi, they get done. The rules over there allow that. The Senate was set up to be different. That was the genius, the vision of our founding fathers, that this bicameral legislature, which was unique, had two different duties. One was, as Franklin said, to pour the coffee into the saucer and let it cool off. That's why you have the ability to filibuster and to terminate filibuster. They wanted to get rid of all that. And that's what the nuclear option was all about.
And is there any likelihood that we're going to face circumstances like that again?
As long as I am the leader, the answer is no. I think we should just forget that. That is a black chapter in the history of the Senate. I hope we never, ever get to that again, because I really do believe it will ruin our country. I said during that debate that in all my years in government, that was the most important thing I ever worked on.
Well, I give you great credit for the way you handled it.